February 9th, 2021. 3 days after the Capitol Hill siege, surge, I think some people are calling it a riot, some people are calling it a protest, a revolution. I don't even know what to call it. I don't know. But I'm gonna give you my opinion on what happened. It's not gonna be a long episode, it's gonna be less than 30 minutes. But I feel like there are things that need to be said about this. I mean, this, I don't think people really understand what January 6th really was. Like, what, like, the impact that that day has made on American history is unfathomable. Whether you're in support of it or not, this day, that day, January 6th, 2021, will go down in history. Now, I want to start off by saying I'm not thrilled about what happened. I'm really not. And I'll tell you why. Number one, if people were doing that solely because they said that, well, BLM and Antifa were doing this for months, which is true, and they got away with everything, then we're going to get away with it too. And that's where I say you're fucking wrong and you're stupid for thinking that. Because BLM and Antifa have the backing of the media, of the government, of every major institution, education. So, yeah, they're going to get away with it. Because that's because the media, if the media deems something okay, unfortunately, it's going to be accepted as okay, as normal, as acceptable and justified. The media is 99.9% against Trump, against patriots, against America. Any chance they have to make us look bad, they are going to take that and run with it. And you're not going to get away with it. You're not. It's a double standard. It's terrible. It's disgusting. It's un-American. It's wrong. But that's a fact. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. And things have to fucking change. But that's how it is right now. So we're not going to get away with this. Also, there's another reason why Antifa never goes to jail. And this is fairly obvious. They wear masks. They all dress the same. They're sneaky little scumbags that unfortunately they know how to riot without any repercussions. They're organized. Even though Joe Biden said it's just an ideology, it's not. It's a fucking organization. It goes sideways. The hierarchy doesn't go up, you know, up to down. It goes sideways. They have factions that aren't necessarily named Antifa, but they do it methodically. They say, well, first of all, they cover their identity. They all dress almost identical to each other. And when they do get arrested, they have the Lawyers Guild Fund, where you have these pro-Antifa lawyers come in pro bono on the house and represent these scumbags. And they get off with nothing. They get off barely a misdemeanor. Because half of the Supreme Court is SJW. These lawyers, they're all leftist scumbag socialists. So they're going to get away with it. And you know what? And BLM, same thing. Because then you got the stupid ACLU and all that bullshit. They claim it was racism and prejudice, discrimination. They have all, they have been preparing for this for a long time. They know what they're doing. They have all the bases covered. Okay? Now, Patriots, on the other hand, we're not like that. We're not. We don't have this big organized operation where we're gonna cause mayhem and we're not gonna get identified because we do all these things. No. We're regular American people. We don't got the time for that. You see, on the left, they have time. They have unlimited amounts of time. Half the time, their parents are fucking rich. Okay? They don't have jobs. They have no purpose in life. They have no meaning. So they go through life looking for meaning, even if you have to make it up. And that's what they do. Patriots don't have time for that. They don't. They have to go to work, provide for their family, upkeep their homes, go to their daughter's dance recital, their son's baseball game. Normal American things. The left doesn't do that. They don't believe in that. They don't. And even if they did, nobody would want to be with them because they're fucking losers. They were the kids that were outcasts in school. Same kids, just grown up. So my point is, for them to do that, go into Capitol Hill, that unorganized, was stupid. It was stupid. Now these guys, because they all got, their faces are all exposed, they're all going to fucking prison. They're fucked. They're done. They're done. 10, 15 years easily for going in there. You're breaking into a federal fucking building. You're smiling in the camera. You're taking selfies. You're sitting at cunt Pelosi's desk. What do you expect to happen? Okay? Now, that's my criticism. I think it was stupid. I think it was dangerous. You fuck yourself. They don't. The government does not hold us to the same standards as the left. They don't. They will fuck us no matter what. And they give the left a pass all the time. They did it for the last 9 months. Okay? So that's my criticism. And also, there are ways to do... There are different ways to approach these things, okay? I could agree with that, all right? Like Tim Pool said, and I did agree with this, it's something, a fifth generation, something where it's not like the 1700s anymore where you have to, you know, there has to be a revolution, you have to storm the building and take it over. It's all about optics. We're in an information age. You have to win over the hearts and minds of the people now. Partially agree with that. But the reason why it's not, I don't fully agree with it, is because we have been the good guys. We have been the peaceful ones for so long, yet we have been getting fucked, we've been getting slandered, we have been lied about, cheated the election, and we have realized that, you know what, unfortunately, in this fucked up government, the nice guys, They don't win. They finish last. And you could only kick the dog so many times before the dog turns around and bites you. And that's what happened. So, that's my criticism. Now, here is my slight justification of what happened. The government has been fucking the American people over for a long time. The swamp runs deep. It goes very deep. And Trump really shrunk it a lot, but it also seems to be growing now again. And the Patriots were seeing it happen before our very eyes. Okay. Tech censorship. They just did it yesterday. They totally decimated conservative media on all these platforms. They're trying to get rid of Parler now. First of all, that's an act of war. I mean, you're suppressing people's freedom of speech, and it's going to be bad. But you've been suppressing us, our freedom of speech, for a long time. COVID, you locked us down. You took away our businesses, our homes, our livelihoods. You took food off our family's table, and you don't give a fuck. While you do that, you go out to dinner, you go hang out, no social distancing, no masks. The same shit that you force us to do, and you lock us up and you fine us. Okay? That, I think, is a big driving force of why people were so angry. That's one of the biggest ones. And the other big thing is you let 9 months straight of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, maybe a little less than 9 months, what, 7 months, 6 months, of BLM and Antifa riot, loot, murder, destroy countless major cities for weeks and months on end, nonstop, 150-something days in a row. Not a fucking peep. They 90% of them got away with everything. The media totally botched it, claimed it was a peaceful protest as there were buildings fucking burning. Nobody said a word. The cops were getting beat up. They had their hands tied. They couldn't do anything. We saw this happen to our country, our cities, as the government did nothing, lied about it, refused to prosecute these people. That's another driving force of why people were so angry. All right? So, what did you think was gonna happen? So, my opinion, the three main reasons why. The government letting BLM and Antifa riot nonstop for 6 months over a farce, over fake racism. It's not real. Destroy our cities. That's number one. Number two, you shut down our cities, our country over a virus. You took away our homes, our businesses, our livelihoods. You took food off of our family's table. As you turned around and did whatever the fuck you wanted because you're an elitist. And you continue to lock us down. You're taking away our freedoms. That's number two. And number three, and I think this was the straw that broke the camel's back, the election. The fraud, the tampering, the evidence is there. There is countless evidence piling up as we speak. And the government and the media refused to even look into it, to even give it a minute. And by doing that, you let us know that we are not heard anymore. And you know what? When you have half the country that truly feels like they are not being listened to, that's, especially in America, you're fucking barking up the wrong tree, my guy. Those three major driving forces are the reason why January 6th happened the way it did. Fed up, sick of it, was sick of this government fucking us every step of the way, more and more every single day, by the way. It's really getting bad. It's getting bad, and I didn't like seeing it. I gotta admit, it was funny as fuck watching these guys with American flags everywhere march into that building, which is ours, by the way, and the people that work in there work for us, march in there and basically reclaim it. So in a way, I was really proud, but in another way, I was kind of like a little pissed off. I was like, all right, what the fuck is really going on here? And I'll tell you what. I'm not going to lie. It was kind of nice watching the government officials, the people that work for us, run shelter in place, feared for their life from patriots. I think it was a little bit of a reminder on who the fuck runs this country, who owns this country, what the Constitution is about and who it's for, and who they are and who they work for. I think it was a little reminder, and that image will never leave their head. When they're coming up with some fucked up law, some fucked up proposal that's going to take our rights away, those images, that feeling is going to come right back to them, and they're going to feel it. Whether it changes their minds or not, I don't know. But they're gonna feel it, and for generations, they're gonna remember that. The incoming people into the government, they're not gonna forget. They're gonna say, "All right, well, you know, we keep fucking with these people. This is what's gonna happen. If you don't think it'll happen again, it will. So that's my opinion. Overall, it sucks that it happened. It was stupid. They did it the wrong way. They're all going to jail. But in another way, it kind of made me proud. I hate to say it, but it did kind of make me proud to be an American. It did. And now, the government's ramping it up. Big tech is ramping it up. They're banning everybody. They banned the fucking president from social media. Banned him. Silenced him. They're trying to take away Paula now. That is war. You're literally taking away our freedom of speech. This is just the beginning. I hate to say it, it's just the beginning. That's all I gotta say. God bless this country. God bless President Trump. God bless all the patriots. We cannot stop fighting. We can't let these people silence us. We can't even let them make us think twice about what happened. Can't. Or what we stand for. We have to stick to our guns. We know what's right. We know the truth. I'm ending this.